Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
We start the second half. West Plains on the possession and a missed driving layup from the right side off the glass by Ethan Tuma. Starting five for each team as we start this second half. West Plains in a straight man-to-man. Here's Robbins on the baseline. Turns, faces, and scores over Briggs Houston. Oscar Robbins now with 12 points. West Plains with the ball down by three. Jared Kraft to the right sideline. Tuma has it. Lob pass over. Robbins into the low block. Good pass inside. Layup is good by Briggs Houston. Since the first quarter, no one has scored for West Plains except for Briggs Houston. In the front court, Lakers have it. In goal, the guard will dribble to the corner to the baseline. Back out it goes to Dylan Kerr. He's cut off out front by Ethan Tuma. Now they move the ball out to the point. Pogue, another freshman in the lineup for the Lakers. Into the block. Inside, back outside. Here's a three. Launched, no good by Pogue. Rebounded by West Plains and Clayton Robbins. And he'll get the ball to Jerry Kraft. Now down by one, 26-25. Let's see if West Plains can score. Tie this game, maybe take the lead. Here's a drive, right-hand flip shot, no good by Kraft. I think he anticipated contact and didn't get a whistle. Now up the right side, the front court, ball tipped away, nearly stolen, picked up, though, by Camdenton. Lakers in the white, Colton in goal. We'll give the ball back. Kerr has it. Now Pogue over to in goal. Bounce pass underneath, bad pass stolen by West Plains. And the Scissors, pardon me, come up with it. And now at the right side comes Josiah Long, and a foul will be called. Stops the clock at 5:44 in the third quarter. Here's the inbound stolen, and now back the other way. Right-hand scoop layup is up and good off the turnover by Dylan Kerr. Now back the other direction. Long pass down. Here's the drive and the layup. No good by Clayton Robbins, but he got fouled on the drive. And he'll get two shots. Kyle Eichson will pick up his second foul in just about a minute. Clayton Robbins up the line for West Plains. And the first one is good. So that breaks the drought of no one but Riggs scoring. Next free throw is no good. Off the mark. 28-26, still just a two-point game. Now ball lost out front, whistle, and we'll get timeout called by the Lakers. 5:24 to go in the third quarter with the score. Camdenton 28, West Plains 26. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor basketball on Hot Country KDY.
5:24 to go in the third quarter. West Plains down by two. Camdenton basketball in their front court. They'll throw it back court here. Alan Pogue, the freshman with the ball to the point. They'll move it to the left side now in the corner. Colton Ingle, the other freshman out there, with a left-hand floater down the lane, and it's up and good. Colton Ingall now has 7 points off the bench, 30-26. In the left corner, Clayton Robbins, cross-court right point. Kraft, Tuma in the lane, bounce pass out, four to the right corner, lob inside, down low. Back out it goes, now down the lane, Kraft hangs and shoots, no good. Ball taken down by Robbins, has it stolen from behind by Moore. Goes in left hand, layup is good. Great play by Jacob Moore. Terrific play, and that makes it a two-point game again, 30-28. Now left corner, a quick shot for a three, won't fall. Robbins with the rebound. And Camden will reset their offense. Got a Robbins on each side here. On the right, cross top of the circle. Here's Engel, forces a jumper, no good. Rebound, Robbins over the back inside, gets it. Steps up and under, lays it up and good. He has 14 points. Oscar Robbins on the right side. In the paint, Robbins. Bad pass underneath. Really weak pass. It's cut off easily and stolen. Ninth turnover on West Plains. Down the key. They'll cut off the ball. Pass it back out to the corner. And now a foul in the corner will be called on West Plains. On Ethan Tuma. Only the third team foul on West Plains, so not the bonus. Inbound from underneath. In goal to the right corner. Robbins to the point. Pogue has it. He'll pull the ball out, picked up by Jacob Moore. And he'll get past him, goes to baseline, double team, forced the shot, missed the shot, rebounded by Josiah Long for West Plains. Back left to right, long up the floor, good feet up ahead, up and under shot is up and in by Briggs Houston. So Briggs continues his outstanding play here tonight. He has 18 points with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 32-30. Camden's involved with the lead. The pace of this game is not going to pick up. Here's a baseline drive ball blocked from behind by Briggs Houston. Great defensive play there, and West Plains comes away with it. Front court, Jacob Moore now. Inside, here's Robbins. Puts up a tough shot off balance. Got bumped, no good. Missed the shot. And the rebound taken down by Engel. West Plains has had some chances to even this thing up, but haven't taken advantage of it. Seamow out to the point to the right elbow. Robbins in the lane to the left corner. Open shot is up by Pogue and good. Alan Pogue, the freshman, with his second field goal. Now here's a drive by Kraft for West Plains. He gets in the lane. A whistle blows and we'll get a foul call on Engold for the Lakers, and that'll be his first. Colton Engel with number one. 2:07 to play, third quarter. 35-30. Kraft on the inbound out front. Pass to Jacob Moore. Gets it now to Josiah Long, who hands it to Kraft. Kraft dribbles over. Now back out on the left point. Lob over the top. Good feet inside. Robbins up and good. And a foul on the play, and the basket counts. Boy, West Plains needed that after that last three. And Clayton Robbins get his first field goal of the night. And the foul is going to be on Owen Borb, and that'll be his first foul. So 3-point attempt, and it is good. Clayton Robbins, 4 in the quarter, 6 for the game. Jacob Moore will come out for West Plains. Ethan Tuma got a short rest there. 35-33, back to a 2-point game. On the right side, Engold has it. On the left wing, Seamow will hand it off back to the point. Engold with it. Has seen a bunch of freshmen playing varsity basketball starting for teams this year and some really good players. Backdoor cut, Seamow open, missed it, put it up, no good. Rebounded by West Plains. Long up the floor, good feed. Briggs all the way, lays it up and good. 20 for Briggs Houston. Tie game at 35 now. Borb out front. Lakers had a 5-point lead. It has disappeared. Now a whistle travel out front. Good defense by Ethan Tuma. Pressuring the basketball. Lakers turn it over. They have 10 turnovers now. West Plains has 9. Josiah Long will bring it up. West Plains with a chance to get the lead back here in the last minute of the third quarter. Right side, Jared Kraft gets a high screen, curls over the top, spins to the middle, open 10-foot jumper's good. Jared Kraft gives West Plains the lead. His third field goal, he has 6 points. And now some full court pressure by West Plains, 37-35, 44 seconds left in quarter three. Down the lane, dump off, inside, here's a ball high off the board, good by Robbins to cut in from the right side. He has 16 points. Tie game at 37. 28 seconds to go. Kraft down the lane. Puts it up on the run off the board. No good. Ball tipped across. Picked up by the Lakers. Dylan Kerr. He gets it over the timeline to the right corner. 15 seconds left. Out front. Pass inside. Robbins. Takes it in. Horses up the shot. Good. Boy, he has been tough inside. 6 seconds to go. And now a foul in the backcourt. What a dumb foul that will be. Because if that was the freshman, he'll learn a quick lesson there, and it is. Second foul on Colton Engel, who fouled on the inbound pass after the basket with 6 seconds to go in the quarter. 85 feet from the other goal. And he reached in and fouled, and that put Camdenton in the bonus over the limit. Free throw, no good by Clayton Robbins. But he'll get one more try with a chance to make it a one-point game. Going into the fourth. Second try and good. Now full court pressure. They'll play it in. 2 seconds. Mid court. Shot from the mid court line. No good. That's the end of three. A tight game going to number four with the score. Camdenton 39. West Plains 38. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
39-38 as we start the fourth and final quarter. West Plains were down by one at the half, 24-23, down by one starting quarter number four. This has been pretty much an even game. The biggest lead West Plains had early was four. Biggest lead Camdenton has had through the game, 5 points. That was at 35-30. And now a 39-38 game, and neither team can stop the other team's postman. 18 points for Oscar Robbins for Camdenton. Robbins is a 6'5 senior. He has really played well inside. And Briggs Houston, he's matched him with 20 points. Here we go. We start quarter number four. Lakers on the inbound. They throw it up ahead. They'll get it into Kerr, trapped in the lane. Ball tipped outside, picked up on the baseline. Alan Pogue has it. He'll move it out to the point. Skip pass across. Dylan Kerr, guarded by Josiah Long. Fourth quarter underway. Three ball, right point. Pogue, it's good. Well, these freshman guards from Camdenton, they're going to be a problem here in the next few years, but they're not going to be our problem. 42-38, down the key all the way. Here's Kraft, lays it up, no good. He got fouled on the drive, and Seamowl will be called for his second foul. That's in the act of shooting, so it'll be two shots for Jared Kraft. Jared listed a 6'2 sophomore. First free throw is good. Jared has 7 points. 42-39. Good again. 42-40. I can see this one going right down to the end for sure. Pogue out front, gets the ball to Ingo. He pushes off, dribbles across, top of the circle. Takes it to the left baseline, cut off, and now gets it back outside. Seamowl has it, curls over the top, in the paint, stopped, nearly walked, got it to the right corner to Robbins, now at the right point, Ingold, with 6:53 to play. Alan Pogue, down low, pass through the hands, safe from going out of bounds, but stolen by West Plains. Ethan Tuma, left corner, Josiah Long, all the way in, lays it up with the left hand, good. And it's a tie game at 42. And timeout, Lakers, 6:32 to play in the ball game with a score tied. Camdenton 42, West Plains 42, and it's going to be a 1 minute timeout. Back in a minute on KDY.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
This is going to be a tight one all the way down to the end, it would appear. Tied at 42 with 6:32. And it'll be Camdenton basketball in the backcourt. Lakers come back with it. In the front court, Seamow to the point. Pogue has it to the right corner. Left baseline, bounce pass across. Good feet. Shot high off the board by Eichner, no good. Rebounded by West Plains, coming back with a chance to take the lead. Long left side, Crap to the far right corner, Tuma. Wraparound pass, left corner, Josiah with a three for the lead, and it's good. Josiah Long with his first three. He has all five of his points here in the fourth. And West Plains up by three, 45-42. Lakers on offense. Outside to the left point now. Basham walked with the ball. Here's a drive down the key. Right hand scoop shot, no good. Rebound put back is up and in. Boy, they got away with a walk, and I mean a big one. That last putback was by Eitzen, and that's his first basket. 45-44 is Zizzers. Here's a three in the corner again, this time by Robbins. That's off the mark. And rebounded on the weak side, and here come the Lakers with a chance to regain the lead. Pass underneath. Eitzen, wraparound pass. Pass stolen by Briggs Houston. So West Plains with the ball. 5 minutes to play. 45-44. Down the key in the left corner. Briggs on the uptick. Now down the key. Kraft over on the right side. Robbins up fake. Puts it up. And no good. But he got fouled on the shot. And he'll shoot two. Nice job of penetrating that time. And Clayton Robbins was open on the right block. Little pump fake. Got the shot up. But wouldn't go in. 441 to play. Third foul on Johnny Seamow. And the first free throw attempt by Clayton Robbins is good. 46-44. Be nice to make this one here and make it a 3.1 possession game. Here's the next one. No good, but rebounded by West Plains, Ethan Tuma. Ethan got in there and pulled it away. And now West Plains on offense. Take your time and get that ball inside again. 46-44. Kraft with a high screen. Looks left. Josiah Long. Passed into the low block, knocked away, and forced inside, and it's going to be a tie-up and West Plains basketball. Zizzer ball with 4:20 left. This is KKDY West Plains at 8:01. Zizzer's up by two. Briggs inside, make it four, and a lay-in and a foul, and the basket counts. So that helps. Briggs Houston with the basket. He's got 22 now. And that's the second foul on Oscar Robbins, the big kid from Camdenton. Briggs' free throw is good. Briggs with 23 points. 49-44. This is the biggest lead West Plains has had tonight. Five. Both teams have enjoyed at one time a five-point lead. Out front in goal. On the left side, Dylan Kurt. Now down the paint, back to the left corner. Open shot. Pogue passes it up. Pulls up inside the three-point line and scores. Pogue off the bench has 10. Up the right side now. 49-46. Kraft all the way in. Lays it up down the middle of the lane and good. Great job of finding an opportunity. Jared Kraft now with 10. 51-46, West Plains by 5, 3.5 to go. Getting to that critical time. Got to play some defense now. There's a travel out front, but they're going to call it what? a pushing foul before the shot. That's going to be the first foul of the quarter against West Plains. Inbound, catch and shoot for three. No good. Ball comes off, and Briggs Houston with a rebound. West Plains with a five-point lead with 3:18 to go, and I would not be in a very big hurry to do anything right here. You can take a minute off the clock here and shorten the game some. On the baseline, Tuma. Wraparound on the baseline. Inside, feed it inside to Robbins on a little shuttle pass, and the ball is stolen by Camdenton. Boy, missed a chance. We didn't even get a shot that time. And we're standing 2 feet from the basket. Now out front, ball stolen. Great play by Kraft, and knocked away, and now it's going to be out of bounds off of Camdenton. Jared Kraft with a really heady defensive play there, and the Lakers turn the ball over for the 13th time tonight. You get a timeout. 2:48 to play in the fourth. West Plains with the ball and a five-point lead here at Camdenton, 51-46. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, West Plains has put themselves in a very good situation here. Up by five with the basketball in the backcourt. So it'll be played on the side in the backcourt. Quayton Robbins on the inbound play, and here we go. 2:45 to go, up by five with the ball. And again, we're not in any hurry to do much of anything. But now Camdenton will come out and pressure out of their zone man-to-man. Jared Kraft over the top to the right wing. Be careful and make the easy pass here. Make the sensible pass. Josiah Long drives the key all the way. Left-hand scoop shot off the board is no good. They baited us into shooting the basketball. And we missed the lay-in, and now back come the Lakers. At the point. Kerr out front, stolen away. Ethan Tuma has it. He'll take it coast-to-coast. Lay it up and good. And another timeout called. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. 2:06 to go. West Plains now by 7, 53-46. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
When you get a lead toward the end of the game, the trick is to finish. Can West Plains finish here? Looking for that third win of the year. 53-46, 2:06 to go in the ball game. This is a big defensive series for West Plains. If they can get a stop and get the ball back, they're going to be in great, great shape. Camdenton, on the other hand, pressure is on them to score here. In goal to the point, Pogue to the left point. Seamal pressured out front. West Plains has gone straight man-to-man. Now free throw line, curling over the top, turning to the middle. Here's a shot, rattles in and out. Ball tipped over, picked up by Seamal, high off the sidearm, but it goes in. His first basket of the ball game, and now full court pressure. West Plains back. Do you attack? Bounce pass up ahead. Here's a two-handed dunk by Briggs Houston. It's Clayton Robbins bounced it up ahead, and Briggs finished it. The second dunk of the night for him. 1:25 left. Down the left corner. Didn't get a stop here. Here's a shot from the corner for a three. No good. Weak side rebound by the Scissors, and it's Briggs Houston with the board. And we are looking pretty sweet right now, 55-48 with a minute 10 to go. Kraft front court, cross court pass to Tuma. No need to be in a hurry. Take your time. Each second counts. Kraft up ahead, top of the circle. Here's a pass to the right corner. Wide open three. Josiah shoots it and makes it, and that ought to pretty much do it. Josiah Long with eight in the quarter. 10-point game. Down the key, left side in goal, shoots a three. Won't go. Rebound by Briggs Houston. West Plains with it. They push it up the left side of the floor. Now they'll hold it up. What a good win this is going to be for West Plains on the road here. Clayton Robbins is fouled from behind. Stops the clock with 31 seconds to play. That's only a 14 foul, so there's no free throws attached to this. Played in the backcourt with Tuma. And now they'll have to foul almost immediately or as soon as they can. Here's a reach-in foul as Jared Kraft will go to the line now, and he'll shoot two after the foul on Johnny Seamount. So it was a one-point game. Camden's in on top, 39-38, starting the fourth quarter. But it's been all West Plains here in the fourth. Free throw is good. Jared Kraft. Jared has quietly had a really good game. He's got 11 points. Next try is good. 60-48. Now you just don't want to foul. You let him throw the ball away. That's what Camdenton does. They pass it ahead, out of bounds, off the hands of Seabound, and it'll be Zizzer ball. And we're getting close to that point. If we get the ball over the timeline, we'll probably see the time. No, here's an inbound pass stolen. Now the other way. Eidson drives in, shoots it, missed it. Rebound by Ethan Tuma up the right side with 15 seconds to go. Pass across. Pump fake up inside. Good by Clayton Robbins. It's a 14-point game. Now Ingle the other way. He goes up. Nope, he's going to hand it off. A driving layup by Pogue. No good. Tip long to the corner. That's the ball game. West Plains ends up winning this thing by 14 points. I thought it'd be close to the end. It was close for a while, but not at the end. West Plains wins it by 14. Back to wrap it up in 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Good, good win tonight. The West Plains Scissors win it 62-48. Pick up their third win of the basketball season. Scoring for West Plains tonight. And as it turned out, a pretty good ledger. 25 for Brice Houston. He was terrific. And the 12-point game for Jared Kraft. He very quietly had a solid, solid game. 11 for Clayton Robbins for West Plains. 8 points for Josiah Long. 3 points for Ethan Tuma. 2 points for Jacob Moore. And all that with West Plains not getting a field goal by anyone other than Briggs Houston in the second quarter. And still, that scoring column came out pretty balanced. Leading score for Camdenton with 18 was their postman, Oscar Robbins. West Plains goes now to 3-9 and will play Pete McBride's Branson Pirates at the West Plains Civic Center for the midwinter game tomorrow night. We'll have that broadcast here on KDY. Thanks to our sponsors, and thanks to Nate Hutchison in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchison at Camdenton with the final score, West Plains 62, Lakers 48. Good night from the lake.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Furo, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Zizzer Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.